Good morning, Rob Hackala and Lisa Zizian. And every week at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, so we're going to talk about,
it's a theme today.
It's a theme today because just before the news at 7:30, I was talking about Nike starting an adventure club, and they want to have you on a subscription plan. They're looking for moms like you, Lisa, and you sign up and you get to pick out some new sneakers every few months. It sounds like a great deal. And again, it gets you buying from Nike all through the year. Mm-hmm. And so this is the way we don't want to do it, but companies do. Netflix, smartphone apps, tech companies. They want to make more tolls. Maybe they can make a subscription fee so you can ride in those cool lanes someday. You can pay a fee every month. So it's all about that reoccurring income, right, David?
Exactly right. I expect to see those fees on Route 3 South heading to the Cape. There's got to be a middle lane somewhere that we'll pay more for to get there quicker.
Yeah, you can subscribe for that. Oh, boy. So this is not the model that I enjoy, but this seems like the future here for Microsoft Office.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we have to embrace that business model from most companies that we do business with. Microsoft has once again moved towards their subscription service. They're taking the Office 2019 Home Use Program and making it, getting rid of it and coming to a subscription-only process, which means they want you to go with, of course, Office 365 Home, which is probably not a bad idea, but for many of us who just don't like to pay that X amount of dollars month after month after month, we want to buy something and own it. It's really not the type of model that we want. Rob, you know, you probably have a Prime account, and you're paying for that monthly.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too, how there's so many things that we're already paying these subscription services for. We were talking about, you know, music moving in that direction.
I know.
Apple TV coming out in the fall. I mean, where does it end? Because the consumption is different for everybody, you know? I may belong to Prime, but maybe watch, you know, 2% or something of my TV time is through Prime. So I wish there was a model where it matched your consumption, because I'm sure a lot of people feel like, well, I can't use it as much as maybe other people do who might really should be paying more.
It's true. I mean, I guess we could always go back to an older example. We subscribe to a gym, but we never go.
Here you go. Consumption is very important in that venue, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that case, they're obviously getting the better deal. So, okay. So, with Office, before I go to the store, I see the little box. Oh, hello?
Your payment is due.
David, is that you? Okay. So, that was strange. Okay. So you have the box, and it's on the shelf, and you buy Microsoft Office, and I bring it home, and it's mine. So that won't work in the future, or what will it be then?
Yeah, that's not going to work in the future. Right now, Office 2019 is still available as a perpetual license purchase, that you can buy it now, and then you'll own that 2019 license forever. But keep in mind that every 7 to 10 years, Microsoft totally removes that from their repertoire so that you're no longer protected or secure or safe. Like Office 2010 is coming up here in 2020, will no longer be a secure product. If you subscribe to Office 365, you'll always get the newest versions, always be the most secure, and not have to worry about that happening, nor will you have that one-time outlay of cash. So it's the way, as you said, as we know, that's the way things are going. It's not all bad news, though, because going in that direction, now folks who have or who are Office 365 subscribers, Microsoft is now removing the limits of the number of devices on which Office 365 can install the apps, users can install the apps. So they're taking a monthly fee from you, but they're taking away a lot of the problems with how it was first set up. Now, you can have it on unrestricted. It's no longer restricted to 10 devices across 5 users. It's going to allow you to stay signed in on 5 devices all at at once, all at one time. And you can even give access to someone in your home plan or your family members access to this as well, all for the same price. Now, if that was the purchase model, the perpetual license model, it's one purchase, one install. You can't share it with anybody else.
Hmm.
So you're getting more for your money, but you're paying a monthly fee.
I mean, I guess that's a silver lining, but do you ever see monthly fees go down? No. My concern is it's always going. The only time I've seen monthly fees go down is when Netflix was struggling when they first really started their subscription service, or even back in the day when they mailed you CDs to try to get people back into the system, their price would go down. But I generally, you don't see it. You only see it go up. So I worry a little bit about that.
I think we all should, because it's probably going to have to happen in the future. For the income that they make now, for instance, they charge you $10 a month. That's not going to be adequate 5 or 6 years from now. Now they know they're going to have millions of subscribers because they're going to force them to be subscribers. But after that point, they still have to have some way to show their board of their stockholders that they can continue to make more money, not the same amount of money.
Well, all right. So this is the way it sounds like it's gonna go. Well, it's definitely going that for Microsoft, and so this will be the way you'll have to buy. How much do we know? How much it would be? Do we have an estimate on how much it would be a year for a family?
Well, the Office 365 runs you anywhere between $50 and $70 a year.
Okay,
so it's less than $10 a month. But it's the nickel and diming for all of the different subscription services that we have that add up on a monthly bill.
They always break it down. Just pennies a day. You can be a part of the CD of the month club. I think Time, they had a subscription too. Yeah, they were sending you CDs or something in the mail. But okay, so now for businesses, there's a larger cost too, and they would have to pay a license.
Yeah, there's a larger cost as well. The fees run a little bit higher per month. Like the basic fee would be $8.50 per user per month, but it's the way we have to accept the way things are going. Unfortunately, we're not going to have a choice. You can buy Office, as I said, Office 2019 now with a perpetual license, but I don't think that's going to be true in 2020.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes.
And what can you do, right? There's not like a competing, they still have that open office or whatever. Will that be something? Or?
Well, yeah, there's still lots of competitors out there, but they don't all do what we're used to doing. And as humans, we don't like change.
No, they got us there.
You know.
All right. So. Well, check it out. David's got the full details on his article. And David, where can people go to read that?
You can go to my blog at AxSmartIT.com, go to 959WATD.com, and get the link from Rob and Lisa's Morning Show.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.